The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
You may please have your seat. God bless you, sir. God bless you, ma. Hallelujah. Let's celebrate ourselves in the presence of the Lord by jamming our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This morning, I want to appreciate our Father in the Lord for this great opportunity that He has given unto me to stand before the people of God tonight. Let's jam hands together as we celebrate this great man of God, a man full of power, full of wisdom, full of such anointing. I will thank God for your life, sir. We pray the Lord will bless you more and more in the name of Jesus. I appreciate Mama this morning. Let's appreciate this great woman of God. We pray that the Lord will bless you more and more, sir, Ma, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The first teaching this morning, the topic is violent praise for destiny rise. Hallelujah. Violent praise for destiny rise. The theme for this month, this month, Blessing and Empowerment Night, is what? Destiny rise and decoration. I want you to know that God wants you to be blessed. Your destiny cannot be hidden. God has not created you for your destiny to be put under a bushel. No man light a candle and put it under. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your destiny, my destiny, is designed to shine forth and to reflect the glory of God. For the Gentiles to see the light of God in our life. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, it says, arise, shine, for the light has what? For the light has come. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. God wants us to shine forth. And I pray that we will shine forth in the name of Jesus. One of the vessels or one of the instruments to destiny rising or the rising of the destiny of any man is praise. Is praise. What is praise? Praise is the expression of one's approval or admiration for someone or for something. The expression of your approval or admiration for someone or for something. What is praise? Praise is the release of gratitude towards God, especially in songs of worship. Especially in a song of worship. When you worship God with a song, expressing your gratitude, expressing your appreciation to God. What is praise? Praise is to extol, to exalt, to magnify, to glorify, and to appreciate the goodness of the Lord and His mighty acts. I take that again. Grace is to extol, to exalt, to magnify, to glorify, and to appreciate the goodness of God and the beauty of His holiness. I want you to know that praise is not just ordinary singing. Praise is an expression. Praise is an expression. Praise is an expression. Brethren, God has created you and I to praise Him. God has created you and I to do what? To praise Him. We are designed by God for His own praise. Praise the Lord. The book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 21. The book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 21 says, these people have I formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. These people have I formed for myself, they shall shew forth my praise. The New King James Version says, they shall declare my praise. God has created you and I for the declaration of His praise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, one of the reasons why the devil does not want man to enjoy the best of God is because the devil knows that if man did not fall, the purpose of God creating man will empower man more than anything. But we thank God that through one man sin came, but through one man salvation and redemption. And as we celebrate the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, this period, I want you to know that if you can connect yourself back to God, you can restore the power that was lost at the beginning. Prayers is an appointment to us by God Himself. God has appointed you and I to be a God praiser. Praise the Lord. Praising God is the best form of gift anyone can present to God. Praising God is the best form of gift anybody can present to God. And I want you to know that each and every one of us holds it a duty to praise God. We owe God a duty in our expression of praise unto God. Turn with me to the book of Psalm 63. The book of Psalm 63, I'm going to be reading verse 3. It says, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Praise the Lord. My lips shall praise thee. In verse 4, it said, thus I will bless you while I live. I will bless you. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Verse 5. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brethren, I want you to know one thing. God enjoys our praises. He takes delight in our praises. What is violent praise? We have understood what praise is all about. Now let's go a little further to understand the meaning of the word violent. Violent means aggression. When you look at it literally, it means what? Aggression. Now, the violent is the physical, is the use of brutal and physical force in accomplishing anything. Violence is the use of physical force, usually characterized by intense and uncontrolled release of emotion and passion. Characterized by intense and uncontrolled release of emotion and passion. So therefore, violent praise is the use of everything in you, your soul, your mind, your spirit, your body, in expression of your love and gratitude, admiration and appreciation towards God. Uncontrolled release of your emotion. Uncontrolled release of your passion. Uncontrolled release of your energy in praising God, in expression of your love, of your gratitude and admiration to God for His goodness, for His faithfulness, and for His blessings towards you. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. That is violent praise. And the Bible says something. It says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God does what? Suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Brethren, some things don't happen by gentle mannerism. To be gentle is good. I love gentle people. I like gentle lady, gentle guys. But sometimes you need to attach certain things to make some things to happen. Gentle mannerism does not move the devil. The devil does not relate to gentility. He doesn't appreciate you to be gentle. If you want to collect something from the gentle, that means from the devil, and you are being gentle about it, he will play you like ball. Like Papa will say, ball is something felele. I can't remember very well. Basketball is a felele. He will just bounce you. Basketball is a felele. Hallelujah. But when you come with brutal force, that is the language the devil understands. And I tell you, sometimes after you have used brutal prayers, like we are going to do tonight, you now follow it up with brutal praise, attracting the power of God, placing a demand of God via praise. In my place, they will say something. You cannot collect seed from the palm kernel nut with easiness. And fi ojuboro gbomolowo ekuro. Ekuro is palm kernel seed. If you want to collect the nut, the palm kernel nut inside it, then you put the nut in your mouth. Then you want to use your mouth to break it. It's your teeth that will break. You have to get hard stone or something hard and put it, then you smack it. Some force has to be used. Brethren, when we are praising God, and we are praising God as if we are playing with our friends, it doesn't move anything. Violent praise is powerful. When do we need to praise God? Because sometimes many of us think we only need to praise God when everything is rosy. Psalm 119, verse 164, the psalmist says something. He says, 7 times daily I praise thee. 7 times daily I praise thee. Does it mean that we need to praise God 7 times? No. Let me tell you this. There's no hard and fast rule on the number of times we should praise God. As often as you have the grace. Psalm 113, verse 3, 113, verse 3 says, praise him all the time. Praise him what? All the time. Praise God in a time of surplus. Praise God in a time of need. Praise God when you are enjoying. Praise God when you are in pain. Praise God when you have joy. Praise God at all time. Praise God in your achievement. Praise God in deliverance. Praise God when you enjoy breakthrough. Praise God at all time. Because praise is delightful to God. Praise is delightful to God. Quickly, I'm going to enumerate few things that praise does. Violent praise. What does violent praise does? Number one, praise humbles us. Praise naturally brings us to a place of self-humility. And I want you to know something. God does what? God exalts the humble. God lifts up the humble and abases the proud. When you praise God, when you are a God praiser, you are naturally humbled. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Turn your Bible with me to Psalm 150, verse 2. Psalm 150, verse 2. Hallelujah. Psalm 150, verse 2. Praise the Lord. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to the excellence of his greatness. Now, the psalmist here is saying something. Praise God. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Trying to exalt God. And as you praise God, you are naturally humble. Praise for him. You know, the praising of God brings us out of ourselves and brings us to a place of lowness before God. Praise the Lord. The praising of God debases us and exalts God. Brethren, praise God when you don't feel like. When you don't even feel like praising God, praise God. I want you to know something. Praise God even in circumstances that doesn't seem as if it's worthy of praise. Praise will liberate you from self. Hallelujah. Number two. Praise removes complaint from us. Praise removes complaints and negativity from us. God does not like complaint and murmuring. God hates murmuring. While the children of Israel were in the wilderness, their murmuring made a lot of them to die in the wilderness. God does not like murmuring. When you praise God, you don't complain. Sometimes in our prayers, we complain. How many of us know that? Sometimes in our prayers, we can complain. I'll give you an example. If you go to God in prayer and say, God, thank you for today. Thank you for today. God, you see, in fact, I've been praying to you concerning this thing for the past 2 years and I've not received answer. So please, God, I want you to answer me. Tonight is my night of answer. You have complained. But have you ever seen somebody praising God and complaining? It's not possible. How excellent is your name, O God. How excellent is your name, O Lord. You cannot complain. Praising the Lord always. Praising the Lord always. Praising the Lord with all my heart. Praising the Lord with all my heart. Always When you praise God, complain and negativity is taken away. Praise lets go of issues of life and magnifies God. And this made God to be happy with us. Because God does not like complain. So when you praise God and you now attach violence to it, you are not aggressive about it, you take away every issues and you are focusing on God, it attracts the power of God into your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The book of Psalm 103, verse 2 to 4. Psalm 103. I read, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destructions, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your day is renewed like the eagle." You see, all these scriptures, the psalmist here was praising God. No complaint. Praise the Lord. No complaint. And as you take away complaint, you bring in the joy of the Lord. Number three, praise removes limitation from everything around us. Praise removes what? Limitation. Praise often takes our focus off from limitation. You know, sometimes when you are praying, you are seeing limitation. How many of us know that? Sometimes you can be praying and be seeing limitation to your prayers. Your mind will be telling you, do you think this prayer can work? I don't know if you have been there before. You are praying concerning something, and at the same time you are like, is God hearing this prayer? Can this thing be possible? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For example, somebody praying who has written an exam, and you know that in that exam, you didn't do well. You didn't write dark. As in, answer four questions and you answer only one. And that one says A, B, C. Then you answer A and C. And B, partially like that. You just answered. Then you went to number four. You answer D, partially. You know, of course. Then you are not praying God. Then the devil will be telling you, you can't pass it. You yourself, you'll be thinking, it's not possible. Even the one that I wrote more, I scored D. And you will be looking at the limitation like this. And you are praying and you are seeing the limitation. I don't know if you have been there. I've been there. But when you are praising God, you don't see the limitation. Your focus moves away from the limitation. And that is why nothing limits the power of praise. Nothing can limit the power of praise. There is power in praise. There is great power in praise. Because when you are praising God, you are not focusing on the issues, but you are focusing on Him. Praise helps us to move from the situations around us and to focus on God. Brethren, praise takes us, you know, almost every one of us is living a selfie life. I'm not talking about the selfie picture. Selfie lives means we look and think more of ourselves and what we can do by ourselves. It's a selfie life. That's a selfie life. But praise takes you to a God-filled life. That's God-filled life. So you can shorten it to God-filled. God-filled. F-I-E, like selfie. Praise the Lord. When you praise God, you move from being selfie, looking around the situation around you, you now move to God field. You start seeing things from the angle of God, not from the angle and perspective of your understanding. Because your understanding is limited. Your perception is limited. And that was why when the angels came and visited Abraham, Sarah was living in the selfie life. And she was like, how can this thing be? She looked at it and she laughed within herself. I said, can it be? Can this thing be? Can God do this? Seeing that myself and my Lord, we have passed the age. That was a selfie life. And the angel corrected and said, look, don't stay at the selfie life. Move to the world, to the God-filled life via praise. Brethren, I want you to understand something tonight. Praise takes you away from the moment and connects you to the God of the moment. The moment can limit you, but the God of the moment takes you above the moment. Praise the Lord. There is great power in praise. Great power in praise. Great power in praise. Hallelujah. Our God desire is that we enjoy the best of life. And when you praise God, you no longer look at yourself, but you look at Him. In Psalm 35 verse 28, the Bible says something there. Psalm 35 verse 28 says, "My tongue shall speak of thy righteousness. My tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all day long." All day long. I will not look at the things around me, but I will look at you all day long via praise. Praise the Lord. Number four, praise destroys the power of the enemy. Evil cannot stand or stick around violent praiser of God. People that praises God in a violent way, evil cannot dwell around their dwelling. Have you not noticed that when you are praising God, you are happy? How many of us notice that? You've not noticed it. That when you are really praising God, you are just happy. Hello? You can be praying and you are not happy. But you cannot be praising God and you will not be happy. You can't be crying and be smiling at the same time. But you know, when you are praising God, there is a joy that flows. It's beyond you. I don't know how to express it. You can be praying and you are not happy. But you cannot be praising God and you are not happy. Praise the Lord. If you are truly praising God, you'll be happy. You'll just be filled with joy. Evil cannot stand near violent praisers of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Praise we always put to destruction the power of the enemy. The bonding of the enemy. You know, the enemy makes us to be sad so that he can exact over us. But as you praise God, God gives you the power over the enemy. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 16 verse 11, it says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy." In your presence is what? The fullness of joy. "And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore." As you praise God, it takes you to the presence of God. We'll be talking about that shortly. Praise, we always put the power of the enemy to run. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 22, something happened there. As the children of Israel begin to praise God, the power of God caused commotion. And the Bible says, "And when they began to sing and to praise," can we read it together? One, two, go. "And when they began to do what?" And to do what? To do what? To pray and to clap their hands. To sing and to praise God. They were singing, clapping, dancing. The Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Monseah. This is what I love there. The Bible says, "And when they began," it means they were doing something earlier. Hello? It means something was going on earlier. But when they decided to begin to do what? To sing and to praise God. Perhaps maybe they were mashing. They were just mashing, mumbling and shivering. Perhaps they were just speaking in tongues and praying. Perhaps they were just complaining. But when they changed the mode and they moved from selfie to godfie and they started praising God, the Bible said the Lord said, not man, the Lord himself came down and set ambushment. The Lord will set ambushment against every enemy of your soul in the name of Jesus. Yeah. The children of Ammon, Moab, and Monseah, which came against Judah. Perhaps there are some forces that have been waging war against you. As we praise God violently this morning, the Lord will set them against one another in the name of Jesus. And when they are set against one another, they will utterly destroy one another in the name of Jesus. As you begin to praise God violently this morning, every weapon fashioned against you shall turn against those that set them against you in the name of Jesus. My time is up, so I'm just going to rush quickly. Praise the Lord. Number five, praise invites His presence. Praise invites the presence of God. When you praise God, the presence of God comes down. The Bible says in Psalm 22, verse 3, it says, God inhabits the praise of His people. God inhabits the praise of His people. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praise of Israel. God inhabits the praise of His people. When you praise God, you invite the presence of God because God enjoys praise. Number 6, praise makes way for miracles, signs and wonders. Praise makes way for miracles. Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. When you praise God, miracles, signs, wonders begin to happen. Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. I want you to know that God shakes things up via praise. When God comes down, things shakes up via praise. Who is like unto thee among gods? Who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. The praises of God brings wonders. In the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 16, verse 25 to 26, the Bible talks about Paul and Silas who were put into jail. If you read the whole of that Acts of Apostles 16, you understand the story very well. Paul and Silas delivered a lady who was possessed of the devil. And as they delivered, the master of that lady, they gang up against Paul and Silas, and they went and incited the magistrate against them, and they put them in the prison. The kind of prison they put them in is worse than Kirikiri. Kirikiri is minor to the prisons of those days. And the Bible said they fastened their hands with locks and chained them down. And they began at midnight. The Bible said they began to do what? At midnight, pray, comma. They prayed, comma. The Bible emphasized it. That comma there is an emphasis. And sang praises unto God. Now their praises was a violent praise. Do you know why I know it was a violent praise? The Bible says the prisoner heard them. Some other version says, and the prisoner were listening to them. Another version says, they sang aloud for the other prisoners to hear. Praise the Lord. And that that created an earthquake that broke all the shackles and fetters of the enemy. As you praise God this morning, every shackles and fetters of the enemy that the enemy is using to hold down your destiny, preventing you from moving to your glory, the Lord is going to break them in the name of Jesus. Lastly, praise attracts God's blessings. Praise attracts God's blessings. Praise opens the gateway to a rise in destiny. Blessing lifts. Blessings lift. Blessings lift. Blessings lift. When you are blessed, you will be lifted. When you are blessed, you will be lifted. One of the surest ways to accessing blessings is to know how to praise God. Heavy praisers of God are heavy carrier of blessings. As you praise God this morning, the Lord is going to bestow His blessings upon you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.